B-Pod Studios.
Boston's best sports talk is an app for that. Download the Sports Hub app for loads of stuff. Absolutely free. Connect with the shows, get podcasts, and more. Get it where you get your apps. Or at 98.5sportshub.com.
Don't you dare think that we think we're superstars.
Oh, no.
No,
we get kicked in the reality nuts about once a week.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bengals. Awards.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bagamon.
And the other.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash, Miss Cash.
Oh, it's always exciting times when the Bankroll Boys are in town. Dan Lifshatz, Joe Murray, they're brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings has a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. Download DraftKings now. Use code SPORTSHUB during sign-up and start feeling the sweat like never before. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Gentlemen, hello.
What's going on?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you guys. Everyone's feeling good. You're both in the makeshift studios in Dorchester.
Yep, nice and tight in here.
I think we should set a line on when we actually do move.
Okay, because I would put that line probably the Wednesday after Labor Day.
I said in the studio over there. I said probably right around mid September, early to mid September.
Yeah, our studio looks pretty good, but everything else is like they you could tell they started with ours, and it looks like it's almost done. It's almost an exact replica of the one that we're in right now. It's bigger though, which is good. You know, a little more room to breathe.
Yeah, I mean that's a huge. I always like that when they're like, you know, like look at how big the studio is. You're like, well, what do I care about how big the studio is?
Well, speaking of over unders, Rich, I think one man owes me a Kelly's roast beef from Revere.
Oh, is that right?
Taking the under in your big race that you had.
Yes, that's right.
Joe, what was the final finishing time?
It was 2 hours and I think it was like 2 hours and 25 minutes, I believe.
Well, I bet 3 hours. 3 hours was the over. Is that correct, Joe?
That's right.
What was the over-under? Joe Beef?
But there was an over-under on when I was going to take a heater at some point and stop and take a dump.
Now, did we go double or nothing on that?
I did not take a dump, but I did stop to pee. So I don't know if it was like it encompassed any kind of like body evacuation or if it was just number two.
Well, I have never been repaid at roast beef. Remember, Dan, we were at that Marlboro event for the station, and I challenged five people that the Warriors would beat the Celtics. Five people lost. I never saw a roast beef since then.
You got to get paid in beef sometimes. By the way, just a quick note because you mentioned it. We had a couple last-minute donations go through, and we're now over $30,000.
Holy smokes.
Wow. Congratulations.
Over $30,000 for the pan mass. So thanks to that. A couple of big rollers came in at the last minute. No. So this is a situation, Joe, where it looks like you guys right now, it almost looks like the studio is crumbling behind you. Like behind Lifshatz's head. Like you're sitting in a wasteland, essentially, where I got to think it's fairly depressing being at the Dorchester location right now.
You know, we're here.
As opposed to normally, when it's such a joy to pull up there.
You guys have been at many radios. Like, when I tell you the places I've worked,
I worked in Cumming, Georgia, where I had to turn the radio station off when I was gone.
We had a power down on one of our stations at 6 o'clock.
Not power down. I powered down, but then I had to shut it off.
But, like, I've been somewhere before where there's just been a computer and a headset. You know what I mean?
So, there was no computer in the station when I worked in Cumming, Georgia. There was no, like, personal computer. There was, like, a monitor that had... You know what? There was no computer in Cumming, Georgia. Everything was carts, and there and I played music off of CDs.
So did you put notes on flashcards, right?
Thing. Yeah.
Because when I worked with Troop, that's how he did it. He did all his stuff, didn't use a computer, and did everything on a flashcard.
I didn't write much down. I mean, I didn't have, like, there weren't a lot of ads.
What about hot take? What about hot take?
True.
I never write anything down for the show. No, I don't write. I don't write anything down. I improvise, Joe. That's what. The only good thing I do.
Well, speaking of improvising, I think we should look back at the Orange Line conversation we had. I think that was foreshadowing that day, because this thing's gone to hell. Tomorrow, it's closed for a whole month.
No one argued with you about the Orange Line. The argument was Amtrak.
It doesn't matter. It's the train. I told you I had PTSD from the Orange Line.
Here we go.
And here we are. Like, they're getting rid of the blue bikes this weekend. How's anybody going to get around this town?
Oh, I thought they were, like, offering the blue bikes for free.
Well, they are offering the blue bikes for free.
Yeah, but not on Friday or whatever.
And by the way, like, thanks a lot. Like I can, like ride a bike instead of, like, using a motorized transportation.
Hey, look, like, Fred, it's probably better than waiting for those shuttle buses that'll never come. Look at it that way.
I just think it's so funny. Like, here's a bike. Oh, great. Like, I can bike 10 miles, like, in traffic. Like, thanks a lot. I don't want to do that.
Well, what's great is that when they tried to get, you know, alternative transportation for these shutdown T stations, they just kind of, forgot two of the biggest, most busy stations that are near where I live. Like, we forgot to have
a bus. That's right. I can't wait for Chinatown. Those buses are going to go right up there. They'll all be built like four of them.
Did you
waiting.
See that last night? Yeah. They had a big meeting being like, we can't shut this down.
Everyone's pissed. They're like, how do you forget the two like busiest stations that you have here? You just forgot to have any kind of transportation for them? And people were getting angry in six languages last night. It was just chaos. Yeah, I mean, dude, the next month is going to be nuts. And what's great, too, is that at least nobody's sugarcoating it, because if you do, you look like an a-hole. Everyone's like, it's going to be bad. Oh, boy. Yeah, yeah. Even people in charge are like, oh, yeah, it's going to be really, 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 really bad. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, just get ready.
On a positive note, Rich was in Everett, and he asked two people for advice on where to go.
Yep.
And were you on board, Joe, with the recommendation that Bird made for him?
Well, I'm a little bit different, Everett. I would probably send you the casino, or, you know, somewhere else, the Blossies, you know, maybe. But I heard that the fingers were legit.
The Soul Fingers?
Soul Fingers.
Now, why were they... I don't think you ever gave me a real answer. I think you made a joke. But why are they Soul Fingers, Rich? If you don't know, Rich...
I don't know. It had some sauce on it, and I guess the soul is the sauce?
Is it like a barbecue, like a buffalo sauce?
No, and maybe soul... Because, no, it tasted like a sweet and sour, so maybe it was like... S-E-O-U-L, as in Seoul,
oh.
Korea.
Oh,
but okay. But the way it was texted to me was S-O-U-L by Bird, and yeah, Bird said the words. I didn't see it on the menu. I said, apparently there's Soul Fingers.
Yeah, Bird's an autocorrect guy. Like he's not. If the phone's going to just spell the word out for him, he's not going to ask questions.
Right. So,
and then there was pasta with ham. And
yeah, it was. I got chicken marsala, but there was chopped pieces of ham on top of it too, which is just bonus. I had no problem with the ham. It was just kind of not expected, but extra. It was cool.
It's the most goyish food of all time. It was like out of the Betty Crocker cookbook.
It was so much food and so much brown. Now, the brown is my fault. I ordered pasta and chicken fingers. What should I expect? But, I mean, they loaded me up. And the people were super nice. It was just when I walked in, like if I could have imagined a sitcom that starred Bird in a place where Bird hangs out, this would have been the place. Just the busiest Keno machine in the city.
Did you name drop at all?
I didn't, but I will because I like the place. It was 810. It was the 810 Bar and Grill, I believe, right there in downtown Everett.
Well, said, I think when he said, did you name drop, were you going to drop Bird's name?
Yeah. Oh, no. Even though he said that they love the Bird family. They love the Marchands there. And I said, and I didn't. No, I was like the Phantom Gourmet. Just showed up, waiting out. You'll never know it's me.
Joe, you've ate there before?
I've never been there, no.
Oh. Hang on, you've never been there.
Yeah, no offense to downtown Everett, but I'm going to go around the area. You know what I mean? Like,
I see. No offense, though. I'm not staying on Route 99. I'm going off.
Weird place, dude. You get off Route 1, you're in in Melrose, then you're in Malden all of a sudden. You're in three different towns. Just the second you get off Route 1 where that little dinosaur is, You're in three different towns. I don't know.
Yeah, I used to live up there. I know where that is. Sure.
I got a great dispensary over there, though.
So you just avoid downtown? You just
he goes right to the Town Line Lounge is where he goes.
Yeah, they call that Club Rain. Oh no, Club 365 or something now. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've been there. It's a bad place.
All right. I thought it was fine. I mean, I went in there and the food was fine. I thought that would have been a place that you would find, you know, right at home. But Bird, apparently, that's where he has that's his kitchen. That's where he goes for half of his meals, I guess.
Yep. Yeah, that was just a matter of convenience. Bird, I think that was a lazy pick by Bird. And Joe couldn't have been bothered, so I guess.
I got to it late, but I probably would have sent you to, you know, Newbridge and Chelsea. You know, because you were in Everett, I would have just taken you a little bit further outside of Chelsea.
Yeah, I did text a picture of the Soul Fingers to Joe, and he goes, looks good.
They did.
And they were enjoyable.
Are you still not eating bread, Joe?
Still not eating bread. I lost a pound, 1.4 pounds since last week.
Oh,
so I was I was plateauing for a little bit, and then we had a little bit of a weight loss.
All right.
So 57 in total. I don't know where we're going to stop, but we're not stopping right now.
So there's no point in John getting you the beef.
Yeah, I mean, I can't pay up in beefs if you're not going to eat them.
Well, I would. You know, I would take the bread off.
But that
defeats the purpose. Yeah. Of the beef.
The bread's the best part.
If John's gonna take me out for a beef on Revere Beach, I'm eating the beef. Let's do it.
All right.
I'm in.
All right.
You want to come, Dan?
Nah, I'm all set. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
No, it's nothing personal. I'm trying to eat better too. And if I do that, I'm going to go back and eat the whole beef as well.
We had a little Cape Cod date. I met Dan down in Hyannis a couple of weeks ago.
Did you go to Spanky's Clam Shack down there?
No, we went to Torino.
It was very nice.
You're classy. You went on Torino. You didn't go Black Cat. Come on. You got to go to Spanky's if you really want to live a little.
Yeah. I should probably share this story, but when I was down the Cape, I was recommended to go to this sub shop. So, and they were like, you got to come. I'm like, all right, cool. So I go in and I wanted their meatballs. Problem is, I'm not eating bread. So I go, can I get a meatball sub on a wrap? I know, right? Sounds unheard of. Who does it? Whatever.
Why does that sound like the most disgusting looking thing to watch
somebody
eat?
Doesn't matter. Just put the meatballs in a wrap, all right? They wouldn't serve it to me. They were like, we're not doing that, sir.
Huh.
Because they probably would have broken through. But they were just like adamant, we're not doing that.
You should have slid him an extra George Washington and said, will this make you change your mind?
They were like, you can just get meatballs on the side. I go, no. I want it in a wrap.
So why didn't you ask for a tortilla and then the meatballs on the side? You could have made your own wrap.
Wasn't that handy at the time.
All right.
I'm a wicked grab and go guy.
I was stoned, is what you're saying.
No. If I was stoned, I would have sliced the meatball up, put more cheese on it, parmesaned it up. If I was stoned, it would have been much better. And I'm one of those guys, when they're stoned, they really take their time. You know, like the Celeste pizzas back in the day? Everyone always put them in the oven. I couldn't wait that long.
Oh, you'd microwave them?
Microwave. Oh, yeah.
That ruins the whole point of the Celeste pizza. Celeste pizza is the crust.
But now that I've gotten older a little bit, now I wait it out.
Wiser. Yes.
I wait it out now.
See? Wow.
Right then?
Put the Celeste pizza in there.
Just bring Lucette in now. That's perfect.
I'm staying out of the food. I'm staying out of the food too. I got nothing on Joe.
So now you go. Now I want a Tostino's pizza.
Yeah.
Those were that crust on a Tostino's pizza is all right if you put it in the oven. You have to have patience, though.
Star Market used to have those like a $1.25, $1.25, and they were like just cheese, and they weren't that big, but you stick those suckers in the oven for I think 11 minutes, and that was lunch, man. That was awesome.
I don't like cheese pizza. It's missing something.
Well, you don't like cheese.
Well, no, I'll eat cheese on a pizza. I'll eat nachos. Mm. I'll eat queso.
What about fries that are like drenched in cheese?
Like cheese fries. They're awesome, but I can't eat them.
What about poutine?
Ooh, poutine's disgusting.
No. All that stuff in Montreal grosses me out.
Poutine's disgusting. It's gravy on fries.
It's not good gravy, though. It's not the same.
No, it's cheese curds.
Yeah, it's not good. And listen, I wanted to like it because it sounds like it would be awesome. And then you eat it and you're like, this is gross.
Yeah, if you want to talk about brown, like, I mean, everything is brown in Montreal. Like, everything's covered. You're right. It is covered in gravy or cheese curds. It's disgusting.
Yeah, love it. Good.
Love that.
Yeah.
Dip it all around.
Dip it all around?
Do you eat biscuits and gravy?
Hell yeah.
Okay, so biscuits and gravy and poutine are one of the few foods that I just can't anymore get myself to eat because I would put a fork in it and go, I know this is the moment I say to myself, I've given up on what I feel like and what I look like. Like, this is like the moment I'm going downhill physically because it's just, that might be, what, 2,000 calories in
that's
one
fine.
Thing of biscuits and gravy? Like, 2,000. Really?
Oh, yeah.
See,
I can eat that, no problem.
I can convince myself to eat a lot of stuff that's bad for me. Biscuits and gravy is just, I quit.
I thought you eat whatever you want for dinner.
I do, but not biscuits and gravy. Like, that's insane. Like, even that, as I said, anything other than that and, like, poutine, you look at it and just go, this is where I know I've given up.
Not every day, but, I mean, what's wrong with that? You indulge once in a while. That makes all the other eating right stuff possible.
But it's not tasty enough to indulge on that. Like, yeah, if I'm going to indulge, I'm going to do, like a big thing of ice cream or something like that.
See, I don't think you've lived until you've gotten a rotisserie chicken from the supermarket.
Like, oh, I love rotisserie. Dude, I do that all the time.
Yeah, but like when you eat the whole thing, though, it doesn't make you feel good after.
Joe, I ate a whole rotisserie chicken less than a week ago.
Nice.
How'd you go?
There's a place called Shybird that I might order twice a week on Uber Eats. And usually I get the half chicken. I get the same thing. Half chicken, Caesar salad. This time I was like, dude, I'm hungry. And I got a whole chicken, and I was shocked at how easy it was for me to eat that entire thing.
Oh, that's not bad for you.
Yeah, but they're the trans fat, whatever it is, something in them puts me to sleep. And then it's not. I know. Usually, we'd think it would be a turkey that would do that, but no. I eat that thing, and I'm cooked. I'm like, I'm done for the day. Oh, I love
that's
myself.
That's
not
bad
rotisserie.
For you. A rotisserie.
No, no, it's not. That's bad. It's just. It's a lot of food. It's a lot of food.
Oh yeah. Man. Then you get the sides too. You know. And then what do you get? You get mashed potatoes. Do you get? A lot of sides you got to choose from.
Have you had mashed potatoes recently, Joe?
No, I haven't. I haven't had many. I had sweet potato tots one night.
Oh, there you go. That's good. That's good. I've had those.
All right.
Recently. Very nice.
But you're avoiding starches.
No, I'm just anything that I think I will eat a lot of, I'm not eating.
And you haven't had pizza since we last talked.
Still have not had pizza since May.
Wow. Yeah. Very impressive.
I thought about going to Connecticut and just hitting up all the joints, Sally's and Frank Pepe's, and just having myself a day.
No reason. Just try to get wagon. For this?
Yeah, just fall off the wagon with pizza all over me.
You're going to find you like in a place that's like closed at 6 in the morning, passed out the window, your face covered in sauce.
Get in the car from the North Shore, drive all the way to Connecticut to eat pizza.
Wow. Well, I told you.
Yes, I would, actually.
That's some pause.
I had a friend that used to live in Framingham. And my family would go over to his house, and I would, like, you know, get drunk over there. And they had a KFC Taco Bell right across the street from him.
Oh, man.
And I would get, like, a bucket of chicken because I would go, like, I'm a rich man. Like, because if you go in there, like, you can, like, buy as much food as you want. Like, it's, like, you know, no money. And so I would, like, order, like, way too much food. And then I would sit in the car and, like, eat the chicken and throw the bones out the window. And then I would wake up in the morning, like, covered in, like, KFC grease and, like, eh. All right. That's a good way to feel good about yourself.
It's almost rock bottom.
We were sniffing around there. All right. We will be back. We'll actually talk about sports with the Bankroll Boys in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now, more Toucher and Rich. And whatever this is.
This son of Danny and Rick Flair, they're nepotism.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, we are the Toucher and Rich radio show, joined by the Bankroll Boys. Joe Murray, Dan Lifshatz. And gentlemen, how was the first week of the preseason for you?
It was pretty good. We had an interesting one with the Patriots. We had Giants minus 1.5. Obviously, they won by 2. We had, I believe we also had the under in that game, which obviously lost. Overs crushed preseason week one. I think they went something like, I don't know, it was 13-3, I think it was, week one preseason NFL.
Yeah, the overs are crushing.
We did hit an under. But, yeah, it wasn't bad, and I think there was some value to be had at the opening. A lot of these openers for preseason week two moved quite a bit. We also had some first half money lines. We had the Colts, I think, first half, and Eagles first half. So we did well week one.
When you take a look at this game coming up, by the way, they just announced that what's his name? Is it Christian Wilkerson? Is the receiver that got cracked yesterday?
Yes,
he's going to be out for a while with a concussion. They just announced that, so that was a pretty bad hit. But when you look at this upcoming preseason game, any value, any kind of place that you feel confident in putting your money against the Panthers?
So the line opened Pats minus 3 in this game. Then it got hammered down when the news came out that Carolina was probably going to play Baker Mayfield and potentially Sam Darnold in again another game. I moved to Pats plus 2. And then yesterday when Matt Rhule came out and said that the Carolina Panthers are going to play their backups, that line went from plus the Patriots plus 2, and they're now currently minus 2.5. So unfortunately, I think if you miss both big moves on this game, I think it's a little late to play it. If you do like something, it sounds like the Patriots are going to play some starters in the first half. Maybe you look at New England first half when those lines pop tomorrow morning. Usually they don't allow preseason first half lines until the day of. So that might be something that if you're interested, or Pats first quarter, if you really want to get a little scary there. But unfortunately in the Pats game, I'd say there's probably not a lot left just due to the fact that we've already seen two big moves on the spread in this one.
If I can ask you, Dan, yep, do you think there will be a bet where we can – actually place a wager if there'll be a fight in the game or not?
I do not believe that there will be a I do not believe there'll be a prop bet on that, unfortunately. Not yet. I think that that's something that's going to be down the road.
Do you guys have a take on that? Why you think there's so much fighting going on?
I'm more curious if it's considered a positive or a negative.
Yeah.
How do you guys look at that?
Well, I think it's negative to answer the question, but for me there's no contact in practice. Like, you did double sessions, right? Imagine if you couldn't hit the guys on your team all because of the new rules. And then all of a sudden you play another team and you start whacking dudes. No wonder why, because they're all cheap shots. None of them can hit at practice because of the new rules.
Yeah.
I think it's a mix of both. I think maybe day one, when they're fighting about random crap, I think that's not a good look. But yesterday, when your guy gets cheap shot and he's hurt and he's down bad and they're celebrating and everything, you have every right to beat the crap out of the other team and go at them. You want to cheap shot their superstar? Sucks to suck. Don't cheap shot our guys. We won't cheap shot yours. So, no, I liked what they did yesterday. Day one, definitely not a fan of it. I don't like the fact that, they're getting into undisciplined situations. But yesterday, 100%, I'm all for backing up my guys and screw the Panthers and screw Matt Rhule. Who cares about them? There's no relationship between these two teams. Who cares?
So you think that McCaffrey hit was a cheap shot? I couldn't tell. I don't know. I saw.
I mean, look, they definitely hit him late.
It's their franchise player.
In a game, it's 15 yards. But like, was it like a dangerous hit? No.
But they probably look at it as it's preseason. Here's our franchise player. He's been hurt a lot.
100%.
Yeah, so you know they're gonna fight back against.
And there's that inherent danger of not really knowing the head coach. I mean, Belichick doesn't really have a relationship with this guy. He has a relationship with McDaniels. He has a relationship with the Giants. This is, you know, a little bit different. If you don't really know the other team and you're going to hold joint practices with them, stuff like this is going to happen.
Good point, John, because they've always had Vrabel, right? They had Daboll at one point.
Yep.
Usually the teams that they scrimmage with.
Yeah, if Daboll, I mean, with Brian Daboll as the head coach, you're not going to have any of this nonsense. They didn't have joint practices, but you're not going to have any of this crap go on.
Okay, so they just announced yesterday, the NBA just announced the schedule for the Celtics. And if I'm not mistaken, and you guys would know, do the Celtics have the highest win total estimate from Vegas? Are they, out of all the teams, are they predicted to have the highest over-under total right now?
So actually, when it opened, the Celtics did not have the highest win total. I believe that might have been
Suns, maybe?
I think it might have been Milwaukee, actually. I think they were I think they were both at 53.5, 54.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the actual Celtics are off the board in many places due to the fact that there is the Kevin Durant rumors. Obviously, they've been shot down 100 times at this point. I think anyone who listens to the local media knows at this point that the Nets are using them. That's my personal opinion.
Whoa. But that's a big deal, isn't it, when Vegas takes a team off the board because of a rumor? Doesn't that mean that they think that there's some sort of juice there enough to do that?
Not at all. In fact, it's the exact opposite. All it means is if there is something that happens, they don't want to get beat to a line. So in reality, they actually take lines down more often than ever now. So what happens? It's a very, very common practice.
Okay, so what I've seen is that the Celtics, if a book is open, 54.5 is what is being thrown out there. And as of now, just what I'm seeing on ESPN, it looks like they are the highest, just above the Suns. Where would you put your money on that? 54.5 wins. If you could place a bet on that right now, what are you thinking?
So I think this number is going to climb higher. I think this number is going to be 55, 56 within the next couple of weeks once people kind of turn their attention away from football and start turning it towards the NBA once football starts. I'd absolutely look at the under for this team. Not saying that I don't think they're talented, and I think they're deeper. But this is a team that played a ton of playoff games last year, lot of NBA minutes logged, especially a lot of hard NBA minutes. I think the second half of the season, this team is really going to wear down. Now, I think they're going to rest a lot of guys, and they're going to help. That's going to help them for the playoffs. But I just think 56, you know, you're looking at 55, 56 wins. I think they're probably more of a 52, 53 win team. I just think you're probably looking at the under with this team there.
This is hysterical. I'm looking at the Nets, and they've got them almost 10 full games below the Celtics. They've got them at 45 wins right now. Because who the hell knows what's going to be going on with them. They're way down the list.
I thought this was interesting. You have the odds of where will Bronny James play after high school.
Yeah.
Why is Oregon the far and away the favorite?
I don't know. That was a good question. Like, Ohio State would be maybe someone I would look at with some high odds there.
Or Akron.
Yeah, well, do you think he'd really go to Akron?
They would become a premier program if you went to Akron. And you're telling me they wouldn't nationally televise every Akron game then? Like, they'd find a way.
Is the G League an option? I didn't see that.
It wasn't on there. I didn't see it either.
I would think the G League would get good odds, no?
It sounds like he wants to play in college. He doesn't want to play in the G League. So that's why it's not been an option.
And is this contract that LeBron James just signed, the 2-year, $95 million extension, basically his setup to have Bronny James play with him in his final year?
Yeah, it has to. Right.
Yeah.
Well, what's so funny is that Bronny James is not guaranteed to be.
I know. And that's
like
that
an NBA
option.
Level talent.
Sure. Yeah. That they set it up. I mean, LeBron has that player option in 2024-25. 2024 is the first year that Bronny James could play in the NBA. He's going to graduate from high school this coming year, next summer. Then there's that 1-year break where he has to play somewhere else before he goes to the NBA. So LeBron can leave the Lakers if he wants to. And follow his kid wherever he goes.
Yeah, I know. It's just funny because where Bronny is ranked as a prospect is not guaranteed. I mean, he's certainly a top 50 prospect, but he's, you know, well, Jesus, Amani Bates was the number one prospect in the country forever. Yeah. And now he's playing at Ypsilanti. Where is he playing?
He's
playing
Ypsilanti, Michigan. Yes,
yeah, somewhere in like Ypsilanti, Eastern Michigan or something.
Yeah.
So and he, as a sophomore, so there's no guarantees with this. It's just gonna be funny if. Because Bronny James, obviously, someone's going to take him, or they might not take him in the draft, but someone's going to pick him up so they can get LeBron at least for a year. And it's going to be funny if Bronny James has, like, and you know that his dad's going to demand that he plays. Like, he won't just be sitting on the bench, or he won't, you know, be in the G League or not, or you know, playing for the main Red Claws, whatever the hell they're called now. And so it's just going to be funny if he's out there and has no business being on the floor. And he's like, everything is just, everyone just blocks, every shot's a block and all that stuff. So that will be interesting. And college football season, week zero is coming.
Nine days, but who's counting?
Gentlemen, and you, do you like chalk for, what did you think of the top 25?
I hated it. I thought it was. I mean, the preseason polls are always tremendously awful.
Trash.
Yeah, absolute garbage. So yeah, as per usual.
Ohio State, I like though. I got to tell you, I mean, there's no reason why they can't be right back in that college playoff.
Yeah, I mean, look, Ohio State and Alabama are the, in my opinion, the two best rosters in college football, and then it's everyone else trying to chase them, including Georgia, who's going to take a big step back this year.
I will say this though. Did you guys read the report that college football might try to get out of the NCAA?
Yes.
No.
That's this morning.
No, what's going on?
Yeah.
They want college football playoff. They're trying to get out of the NCAA.
Is Liv trying to come in and buy them all out?
That's right. Well, the Saudis.
Technically, it's the college football playoff that wants to buy it. But that'd be interesting because they'd have to go by those type of like rules. Where the NCAA is run by, you know, the College Collegiate Athletic Association. So, I don't know. I don't know if that would ever happen.
I'm sorry. I'm so dumb. What does that change? Like, how does that change?
Well, you basically wouldn't be part of the College Association.
Like, but I don't know what that means.
You'd be like an independent.
The SEC won't be playing the SEC. No, it means they'll be playing.
Well, a lot of that's going to get broken up anyways. Soon. Right? Because all these divisions that are changing and everything.
Start a lot starting next year. Yep.
So, yeah, I'd keep your eyes on that one for those who love college. Who knows what's going on with Paul Feinbaum right now. People calling up, we can't get rid of the NCAA. I've been watching for years.
I think that's well above their heads.
I still can't figure it out.
Deep thinking. Yeah,
they're not thinking about the macro problems with college football. All right, well, there you go, the bankroll boy.
Hey, you guys are gone tomorrow, huh?
I am gone. Yeah,
yep, I am too.
I have a bit about Bluey farting that I kind of wanted to do with you guys.
It's too bad.
Bluey?
Yeah, you know Bluey, the cartoon thing there?
Oh, is that the dog, kind of dog?
Yeah, well, he farts, but they want to get rid of the show because they don't want people farting.
Miss Fluff, what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, she thinks...
I will pay you $5 a fart.
Wow!
It's true.
The weirdest request I have had was to do a farting video.
Miss Fluff, could you please rip clothes if you would?
I did it!
Hooray! Yes, yay!
Farting.
Yay!
Farting.
Please, fart on a pillow and send it to me.
I did it!
Yes, you did! You're enormous.
Right. Make a couple farts.
Right. We will be back. Thank you, Bankroll Boys. Listen to them. Over Under 98.5 podcast and in the mornings, 7 to 9. Now, Joe, are you off? Are you and Leroy no longer doing your show?
No, yeah, we did last week. I'm just off. They won't let me do nights and mornings.
Oh, okay.
Remember last week when my face looked like?
Yes. Yes. All right. Very good. We'll be right back.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Patriots in Carolina held another joint practice behind.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now,
that's hard on the ears.
More Tusher and Rich.
Ooh, that gets your back hair going.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oof, I don't care for that at all.
You do.
All right. Be listening this morning at 7:50 and 9:50 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to see the Patriots take on Carolina tomorrow night at Gillette for the final preseason home game. Be listening all day for other chances to win. That's coming up at 7:50.
I had to apologize to Chachi yesterday because you talked about his big Beatles and Magic show that he's going to be having down at the City Winery in downtown Boston. And I said he sent me a really nice text saying thanks for plugging it. And then he explained exactly who the guy was and all of this. So I had to unfortunately apologize that I was going to be seeing Ghost, which we just played right there instead. And I don't think he appreciated that at all. Please go see Come Together, a night of Beatles Magic Mystery and History, Monday, September 12th at 6:30.
Did he explain how the guy is a Beatles magician?
He says, no rabbits out of a hat, all innovative stuff. He was on America's Got Talent.
Oh, yeah, he was. It's very innovative. When I'm 64, yeah, look at this. Look at this. Hey, I'm pulling rings apart. And then watch, they're going to come together.
Oh,
again,
nice.
Can you, now you can't pull them apart, can you, stupid?
He said he performed magic with the players from the New England Patriots on their team TV network. They all loved him. He's been on the networks. He's done a TED Talk. He's pretty amazing. There you go. So go check out. If you're not going to Ghost that night, if you're not going down to the great state of Rhode Island to go see the band Ghost, then please go see Chachi and his buddy John. I think it's John Logan. I want to make sure I get his name right. Yes, John Logan. And they'll be doing it at the City Winery.
He does. Yeah, he does. Thank you so much for the plug. He does. Yeah, he does Beatles magic. He's a Beatles magician.
You know,
it's
you
really
know,
something else.
You know who doesn't live very far from where Chachi will be performing? A gentleman on line two, Fred, if you would like to go to Mr. Mark Jamelli calling in.
No. Oh!
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello, Mr. Jamelli.
Mark, good morning.
Hello, Fred.
Hey.
Hello, Rich. Hello, George.
Hey.
How are you? I live across the street from the City Winery, actually. So,
yeah, really?
It's near the blue light, right, that you see out your window?
I see a lot of blue lights these days, gentlemen. A lot of blue lights.
I can't believe we haven't checked in with you. You're right in the heart of St. Anthony's feast time, right? Isn't August?
That's right. This weekend we have the Fisherman's Feast, which is a lot of fun with the meatball competition on Saturday night. And then on next weekend is the St. Anthony's Feast.
So are you in the meatball competition? Have you ever placed or won the meatball competition? What is this like?
I have never won. I'm not allowed to say whether I'm in or not because of popularity problems.
Yeah, he doesn't want to influence the judges.
I have that problem, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the meatball contest non-disclosure agreement you had to sign.
Well, I mean, you can't.
That's correct.
In the past, there's been heavy bribery problems. So.
Sure.
You're talking the North End. What do you expect, you know?
Sure.
And they got mad at me because I've been putting signs up at all the MBTA stations. All buses come to the North End.
Ah, yeah. Look at you, Mark Jamelli. Right.
But this is a time, Mark, where you've said, like, preparing for St. Anthony's Feast, you have spent numerous days making enormous amounts of meatballs. Have you started that process yet?
Yes, I have. Yeah, last couple of days. So it's a big one. But I have an announcement to make, gentlemen.
Ooh,
okay.
Do we need a drum roll? Is this like something that is life-changing for all of us?
It is. It is.
Mark, the floor is yours.
Come February, I'm going to have a new name. It's going to be called Pops Jamelli. And because of all the talk by you gentlemen, my son and my beautiful daughter-in-law are presenting a baby.
Oh!
Hey!
Congratulations.
A little Jamelli is coming into the world.
Hey!
And I am so happy and so proud.
I hope Nick lives to see it.
Yeah,
I know.
Do you think that the baby will live in constant fear of Nick not being around?
Well, you know, I already bought the baby a Leisha suit with a gold chain. And both my daughter-in-law and son looked at me and said, "What's a Leisha suit?" But anyways. A green velvet leisure suit with little gold Italian chain on its neck. So.
Well, that is massive. That is
that's
awesome.
Huge.
For Nick. Congratulations, Nick.
Do you fear for the baby's intelligence?
No. I have, you know, because my daughter-in-law's really smart. So
okay.
It's got a 50-50 chance of being brilliant, you know?
Right. So, and Nick can afford this whole enterprise?
Well, yes. Yeah, well, let's hope.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Go back to work. I put in my application at the MBTA.
Topical. Well, Mark, I would say save your pennies because I have a feeling that Hat in Hand will be coming to you.
I was just
going to
say.
asking for your support. Well, Mark.
That's
what
awesome.
What fantastic news. Did Nick know you were calling in, or did you take it upon yourself?
He gave me the permission to make the announcement. But 2 weeks ago, when you guys were all sort of telling him to get on the bandwagon, the baby was already there. So
yeah.
It was hard for me not to tell the news, but you know, I'm 67, and all of a sudden I'm starting to work out every morning because I want to be in great shape to help with this baby. So
is that what almost killed Nick a couple months ago trying to make this happen?
Probably. I don't know.
Who would have thought with all of Nick's problems that he would have active sperm? I mean, you would think that it.
Well,
you'll run under on that.
Men are very potent. Not
yes.
Impotent, but we are potent, you know?
Nick, I would get this baby tested DNA-wise. There's no way that.
Well, he got very mad at me, Fred. He got very mad at me because they had the ultrasound. And I looked at the baby and I said, gee, it looks sort of like Joe Murray.
And he got mad.
Well, my daughter-in-law was mad. They were all mad at me. You know?
I mean, you got to love the baby no matter what it looks like.
Well, it's hard to tell because I'm bald and chubby. You never know, you know. I'm thrilled.
Do they know if it's a boy or a girl?
They know it's going to be a little boy.
Oh,
hey, Nick! Way to go, Nick!
Jamelli named forward, gentlemen. Jamelli named forward.
All right. Well, that's what the. Thank God for the world that's happening. Well, Mark Jamelli, congratulations on everything. We appreciate you calling and sharing the wonderful news. Now, get back to making the meatballs. You have a civic responsibility.
I just want to say quickly, when the baby comes and Nick's giving out cigars in the nursery, and they're going to ask, where's your father? And I'll be right there with the video camera. They won't let me in the delivery room, unfortunately.
Well, you got to force your way in there. All right, Mark. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
That's
a big
awesome.
Announcement.
Congratulations. Mark. Congratulations.
Well, very good. Very, very good. All right. We will be back in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.